I thought, this arrived this past week, and I thought, this is really appropriate for Mother's Day. And so let me read you a portion of this. Dear Brother McBride, God answers prayer. Many years ago, we began praying for Helen Han's mother, a staunch follower of a Japanese sect called the Nichiren Buddhism, who devoted 2 hours a day during doing ritual chants. She did this to be saved. Every time she was presented with the claims of Christ, she would reject it for two reasons. Faithfully chanting to her God had brought her good health and long life. She would be cursed by her God if she embraced Christianity. Just a couple of weeks ago, we received word from Brother Han that while on her deathbed, his mother-in-law said that she wanted to receive Christ. When she was questioned about why she had such a change of heart, she gave four reasons. Due to her sickness, she could not chant. She felt powerless and hopeless. None of her sect members came to visit her. She felt her religion had deserted her. She knew her days were numbered, and she did not want to die without hope. And fourthly, she remembered that what she had heard before, only Jesus could take a person to heaven. So she prayed to the true and living God, asking him to forgive her sins, and like a brand snatched from the fire, she accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. A short time later, she slipped from this life and entered the presence of the Savior she had only recently come to know. Our missionaries are doing the job that we sent them out there to do. And I just thought that was very appropriate for Mother's Day, since it dealt with a mother of one of their folks. And I do get choked up when I hear about people getting saved. That's what it's all about. Nothing else matters. That's what it's all about. If you will, I'd like to ask you to open your Bibles to Proverbs 1, 8 and 9. Proverbs 1, 8 and 9. Most of us, I don't know if any exceptions, have had mothers. Anybody hatched? Proverbs 1, 8 and 9 says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck." Today is Mother's Day, and it's a time for honoring mothers throughout the land. Why would we do that? Well, President Woodrow Wilson made the first proclamation for Mother's Day on May 9th, 1914. And it was requested that we thank our mothers and honor our mothers for the services that they have provided to each one of us in raising us and teaching us to be godly people. The day has grown to be celebrated not just in this country, but Mother's Day is recognized almost all over the world. Mothers have had great influence on some of us. And I wanted to share just a couple of examples from the early days of this country. Mary Washington, George Washington's mother, offered her son George sound advice throughout his life. Just before he entered his first battle command, Mary counseled him that God may protect you through all the dangers and hardships of war and return you safely will be my constant prayer. With his blessings, you can be a useful man in war as in peace, and without it, you can expect nothing. Years later, when he was about to assume the presidency, he stopped to visit his mother. It was the last time that the two of them would see each other. She was 82 and was suffering from breast cancer, and she told him, "You will see me no more. My great age and the disease which is rapidly approaching my vitals warn me that I shall not be long in this world. So, George, fulfill the high destinies which heaven appears to assign to you. Go, my son, and may heaven's and your mother's blessing be with you always." That's the job of a mother, blessing her children, praying for her children, providing for them. The biblical counsel of some of the founding parents listened to by the children helped shape this country to be what it is. One more example of early American mothers would be Abigail Adams to her son, John Quincy Adams. When he was 8 years old, he became his father's secretary in France. His father was appointed to be ambassador of France. At 8 years old, he went with his father to be his secretary. When he was 11, he became an associate secretary. And while serving as his father's secretary in France, his mother wrote this letter to him. She said, "Adhere to those religious sentiments and principles which were early instilled into your mind, and remember that you are accountable to your Maker for all your words and actions. Dear as you are to me, I would much rather you should have found your grave in the ocean you crossed, or that any untimely death may crop you in your infant years, than see you an immoral, profligate, or graceless child." The prayer of the mother. How very wonderful that God would give us godly mothers to guide us in our youth and uphold us in our prayers. And they do this before a holy God. And we have examples of all kinds of mothers in the scripture, and we're going to look at a couple of them this morning. So before we do that, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask him to help us to be the kind of folks we're supposed to be. Father, we come to you thanking you for the mother that you have given each one of us. And Father, some of them are with you. Some of them you are still sharing with us here on this earth. But Father, we pray that each one of us here this morning might be the kind of person that you would have us to be by the power of your Holy Spirit. May he minister to all of our hearts. May his will be done in each of our lives. And Father, may we praise you and glorify you in everything we do. And Father, we will praise you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Last year, we looked at Hannah as a godly mother. Hannah was the mother of Samuel. Remember, she raised him till she weaned him, and then she gave him to Eli there in the temple, and he served in the temple most of his life. This morning we're going to look at a few other mothers, some godly, some ungodly, but they were still mothers. Well, we start with a mother who taught her daughter to be a godly mother, resulting in the rearing of a godly grandson. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1, 3 through 5. Paul, writing to Timothy, his spiritual son, said this, 2 Timothy 1, 3 through 5, "I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, and without ceasing I have remembered of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be fitted with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. Faith has no better starting place than in a grandparent. A grandparent that is going to rear their children to believe in God. Not just to believe in God, but to obey God. And that was the way with Timothy and his grandmother. Paul tells us here in the second epistle to Timothy that Lois had demonstrated a faith. And that faith was used of God for the next generation, for Timothy's mother. And then it was used through Timothy's mother, eventually in his life, preparing him to receive Jesus Christ. Paul was the one who led him to Christ. But Timothy's mother prepared him to receive Christ. He had a germ of faith within him after watching her and listening to her. Our next mother is one that is very well known. When I mention her name, you will know immediately what kind of a mother she was. Her name is Jezebel. How many think Jezebel was a good lady? Yet Jezebel was a mother. 1 Kings 16, 29 through 31. 1 Kings 16, 29 through 31. And in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the sons of Nebat, he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ithbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. Jezebel was a very wicked woman. She was a very wicked mother. And she taught her son the same wickedness. Nothing was too wicked for her. You are blessed if you had a good mother to raise you. What a blessing. Jezebel taught no goodness. Nothing of any worth. She did not want to accept anything that the Lord wanted. Jezebel set a precedent for her family. Later on, her husband did become a believer in Christ. But Jezebel had already done the damage to the children. She was a wicked mother, very wicked. My parents did not know Jesus Christ as Savior. My mother didn't. She died without knowing him, believing that there was no such thing as sin and no such place as hell. My sister, whom I had 30-some years to witness to, would not trust the Lord. She would not accept the Lord. She would not accept anything the Bible said. And I want to share with you just a little bit this morning so that you might understand why some of your relations, some of the people you love, some of the people you want to talk to the Lord about and tell about Jesus and want them to receive him, why they might not want to do that. Can you imagine why anybody would not want to know about Jesus? Every time that I carried a Bible into a room where my sister was. She would run from the room, literally, run from the room. And I finally got her on one occasion to explain to me why. And this is the reason why, folks, that some people will not listen to you. Because if she listened, if she heard the word of God, she would have to accept the fact that many of the people that she loved did not go to heaven because they did not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And she was unwilling to accept that thought. Instead, she would rather deny the existence of hell, the necessity of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, than to think of losing those loved ones. And for that reason, for all of her life, she denied the truth of God. This is Mother's Day. This is a day that we celebrate. The thing we celebrate about mothers is the way they have added to our life, the way they have provided for us, the time that they have spent with us, encouraging us, helping us to understand all that was intended for us. With Jezebel, nothing was too wicked, even murder. In 1 Kings 2, 21, 8, and 10, 8 through 10, she said, so she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent the letters to the elders of the nobles of that were in his city dwelling in Naboth. And she wrote in the letter saying, proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people and set two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him that he may die. Usually we're quick to say how wicked Jezebel was and to think that all she did was wrong. And basically, you would be right. But today, there's a different kind of wickedness dwelling among us, among our mothers. Mothers have stopped raising their children the way that they should go. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The reverse of this proverb is what is going on today in the society in which we live. And people, every one of you have an opportunity to change things. You do. Mothers today are letting the children rear themselves. You think not? Go to Walmart. Listen to the children screaming. And watch the mothers. Honey, don't do that. Okay, time out. You will stand there in the corner for 3 seconds. And they're right back again. And folks, we have an obligation. We have a responsibility to set the example for mothers today. Why? Because they have never been taught. They've never been taught. Can you do arithmetic? Of course you can. If I ask you what 2 and 2 is, you'll tell me 6, right? No, 4. Because you've been taught. And we need, us, those who know Jesus Christ as Savior, need to teach our mothers how to be mothers, what the Bible says about it. I've heard Christians, people I know, say, that child needs a good spanking. And you've probably said the same thing at some point. But you know what? You're wrong. The child doesn't need a spanking, the parents do. And that's where we fit in. God has given us an opportunity to teach. If you're a grandparent, it's not too late. Teach your grandchildren. Let them know what God says. Tell them, maybe it doesn't mean anything to them right now, but it will. You're planting seeds. Connie and I, when we were out in Las Vegas teaching 15 years ago, we're planting seeds. And we saw those seeds bloom and become men, godly men in a godly church. You never know what seed you can plant. We need to have more godly mothers. Mothers being a blessing to their family, teaching them in the way they should go. But the mother has other responsibilities. And you know, I got to thinking about this. I thought, well, a mother is supposed to be teaching her children, ministering to her children, fulfilling the needs of her children. But you know, there's somebody getting left out. A mother is more than a mother. She's a wife. And somewhere along the way, there's a husband involved. And she has a ministry to him too. She has a ministry to be a guide to her husband, to provide him godly counsel. And that's part of the job of a mother. It's not just the children. It's the husband too. So you mothers, this is a day that we should honor you, because you are doing so much to make our family successful. And some of you have spent years training your children, and more years training your husband. Connie's got me, so I pick my feet up when she's vacuuming. And when you're sitting in an airport or a hotel someplace and a maid comes through, you know, cleaning up, and you lift your feet, I always tell them, my wife trained me. But mothers, we need you. We appreciate you. You are so much a part of all of us. You have an impact beyond your family. You have an impact in families around you. Now, as a mother, your job will never be finished until you stand at the foot of the throne of Jesus. Because whether your children are 5 or 55, they are still your children. You still love them. You still want to guide them. You still want to help their always take care of the things that go on in their life. The only difference is sometimes they're just not there because God has them doing other things. But you're still their mother. you still have an influence, and you still have a job to do for the Lord. So it's right that we should celebrate Mother's Day, because in the near future, if our society continues to go the direction it's going, there will be no reason to celebrate or honor our modern day mothers. When you hear a child screaming in the grocery store, don't think about spanking the child. Think about spanking the mother and the father. When you see a child striking out and hitting their parents, that's what it's coming to. Because we are not influencing them. Connie and I were in the grocery store the other day. I've got to tell you this. There was a man there with one of those dogs that help alert him when he was going to have a seizure or something. And he was shopping groceries. There was a little girl just screaming. I mean, just, oh, she was screaming. Everything. She wanted everything, you know. And her mother would tell her, no, we can't. And scream, we get louder. Started down one aisle, and fellow with his dog had been down the aisle. He was not watching the dog. The dog was following him. It was a nice little dog. And the dog had a problem. It just couldn't take care. It wasn't outside to do what it did, so it did it down the aisle. And I started to tell the mother that her little girl had done that. That would have been wrong. But you know, we do have a chance to approach people and share with them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can hand them a gospel tract. Wrong pocket. Well, wrong suit. We can hand them a gospel tract and tell them, listen, the Lord wants you to love him. He loves you. And here's what you can do. And if they will get saved, they will deal with their children, because the Holy Spirit will convict them of the needs. And you know, it can be an encouragement when you go to a restaurant and you see a family there and the children are well behaved. If you will stop and tell them and commend them and encourage them, you're doing a good job. I hope you know the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't, here's how you can know him. And I want to see us get rid of all those tracks in the back corner back there. I left a lot of tracks. People are probably wondering, you know, where Dorchester Road is all over Las Vegas. But that's our job, people. And this is Mother's Day, and God is making us aware of the importance of mothers. Mothers who have raised your families well are truly deserving of praise today. And I'm so glad that we are able, if there's a day set aside for praising you, you're worthy of honor on this special day. Nothing can take the place of a godly mother who prays and disciplines her children according to the Word of God. There's a verse that people don't connect with motherhood that encourages everyone to do right. And I happened to run across this verse and I was thinking, wow, I never connected this with motherhood. And probably you ladies, none of you ladies have either. But I want to share it with you, because it is a good verse, good for you too, men. But especially 1 Corinthians 10:31. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Let me read the verse. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, how's that got to do with motherhood? The next words do. Or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. And this morning I would challenge you, mothers. Everything you do, do to the glory of God. When you are able to tell your child, God, this is what God would like. This is how God would like you to act. This is how God would like you to do. And you need to learn to love God. I don't care if your child's 35 years old. It's not too late to tell them that. Or if your child is 9 years old and has not heard this from you. Because you know what? Even when we have bad mothers, we have a particular kind of love for our mothers. We do. I loved my mother, even if she didn't know Jesus. When you become a mother, you become a mother for life. You never get over it. So today, we say thank you to you who are mothers. We say thank you to you who may not yet be mothers, but one day might. And for those of you who God has permitted to not know the experience, we thank you too for being willing to be God's servant, to be a spokesman for the Lord Jesus Christ. For those of us who have lost our mothers in this life, we can live the very best way we can is in a way of honoring them. And perhaps there will be someone who will observe your honoring of your mother, whether she knew Christ or not, and might respond to that. One thing about being a mother, and some of you are going to be thinking about this and wondering about it. As a mother, there are no do-overs. When we make mistakes, God can fix them. We can't. We're human. We are God's children right now, and I trust each one here this morning is God's child. But there's no going back to do do-overs where we've made mistakes. But we can learn from that, and we can try to be as good as we can be with the help of the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit can empower us and can guide us to be everything that a godly mother would have wanted. So we say thank you to you mothers. Motherhood is a special opportunity of life that not all women have the chance to experience. God knows best which of you can handle that. You are no less God's child. You are no less child of God and a servant of God because you are not a mother, should that be the route that God has chosen for you. fortunately, is a means of hope for all of us. Fortunately, the kind of mother one has does not preclude how the child turns out. Your child can still trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Many a child trusts the Lord as his Savior and succeeds in life in spite of his mother. And some who have good mothers fail to be what God wants them to be. It is not your choice. You have no control. He is the one who controls and ordains. If you're a mother this morning, you have the opportunity to entrust your offspring to a gracious Heavenly Father. Father who can correct any mistakes you've made, and he will if you will permit him. And this morning we honor each of you for the sacrifice, and there is a sacrifice associated with motherhood. We honor each of you for the sacrifices you have made to get to this point in your life and in the lives of your children. You have given up certain things that were laying there before thee for the benefit of your families. Thank you, mothers. Thank you for doing that. We honor you this day called Mother's Day. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the mother that you have given us, each of us. And Father, help us to help our mothers be successful for you. Lord, help us to help mothers who have never been taught about your desire, your commands, your will for them. Father, that the children of today might have something to build their life upon. Use each one of us to be a messenger. And Father, give us the strength and the wisdom to know how to best serve thee, and we will praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to close.